I want to read for you a few. There are some really great seats up here. If any of you want to move up, I'll come back to where you are. I want to read for you the first five verses of the Gospel of John. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made." Talking about Jesus. "In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. How many of you have a list of things that if you go overnight somewhere, you will have with you? Maybe an informal list, or maybe, I'll tell you, top two on my list are bathing suit. That was my grandma, my mom's mom, my grandma's, that was her thing. She always told everybody, don't leave home overnight without bathing. You just never know when there's going to be a hot tub or a pool. Or so that's one. The other is my headlamp. Yes. Now, it doesn't seem like much, but this thing goes with me everywhere. If I'm overnight somewhere, this is the other inviolable thing that I take. Some of you are wondering, like, what? Shouldn't underwear be on the list? I don't want to say anything, but that's a luxury compared to bathing suit and headlamp. Anybody else have something strange you're willing to admit that's on your don't leave home overnight without it list?
CPAP.
That's very important. Absolutely. Fan. Yeah, I've heard about you and your fans, guy. Yeah, anybody else have something strange? Like, that's it. I won't leave home without it. That's all right. I know. It's probably personal. The light shines in the darkness. Now, some of you that are visiting or might have this experience tonight, right? You wake up and, here, I'll turn it off so I'm not disappointed. And middle of the night, and you're in a new place or a place, you know, you don't normally sleep, and you're like, oh, where am I and how do I get to the bathroom? And you're stumbling and tripping, and how often have you been in a new place and let me tell you, advertisement for the headlamp. But those were words spoken about Jesus. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Think about it tonight, in the dark. Now, it doesn't look like much when, you know, there's a lot of other lights in here, but in a dark room, a whole lot of light from one little thing. But these are also words that I think speak to the honest reality of our world that we live in, but also what goes on in our hearts. And many of you, I think, feel a tension this time of year. And I'll describe something close to maybe some of the tension you feel. Sometimes there's a tension between having a plastic manufactured experience that you think you're supposed to have around Christmas versus the actual experience you have with you and your family and loved ones and people that act funny sometimes. Maybe that's you, maybe that's your loved ones. But feeling like Christmas has to be a certain way, but then it actually is a different way. Or maybe the tension between what I think Christmas should feel like or be like and what it actually is. And I don't think we have to look very far to find that there is a lot of darkness. In our world, you don't have to even look past the news stories from this week, right? The tragedy of the attack in Berlin, tragedy of the shooting of the Russian ambassador in Turkey, that's just this week. We don't have to go any farther than that. All the innocent suffering of the people in Aleppo, people in Mosul, so many places. But that might seem a little farther away. Maybe it's closer to home. There are people tonight in our city that don't have enough food. There are people in Holland tonight that can't afford to live somewhere, that lack affordable housing. There are people tonight who are cold, whose hearts and families and lives feel broken. Or maybe even closer for you, maybe there's something painful that happened years ago around Christmas And every time it comes up, you're reminded of it every year. Or maybe it's the first Christmas without a loved one, and it's really hard. And the next Christmas, maybe it's not the first Christmas without a loved one, maybe it's the second or the third, and it still hurts just as bad. Or maybe it's a rejection from years ago that you feel like you've never healed from. Or maybe it's the darkness of your own regrets, choices that you've made that you know you can't undo, but you carry this guilt around. There's a lot of darkness to go around. And let me tell you, Christmas isn't simply where we get together, sing nice carols, have a nice time, and say, you know, everything's okay, you know, just be happy, cheer up a little. No, Christmas is where we gather to say, darkness is real, but the light shines in the darkness, and the light is even more real. Darkness in the world and in our community and in your lives, that's real, but the light of Jesus is even more real. Jesus is that light that shines into the darkness in Berlin and the darkness within. Jesus, the Savior, is born. That means God has not left you alone, but God has come near. And wherever you are tonight, whatever reason you find yourself here, whether you want to be here or whether you don't want to be here, I'm glad you're here. And if you don't hear anything else from any of the beautiful music and carols and singing, hear that Christmas is about the raw, real, refreshing love of God, a God that doesn't leave you alone in the darkness, but shines light into it. The light shines in the darkness, and it will not overcome. God is born into your world, into your life, into whatever it is you will experience or have experienced this day. And it only takes a little bit of light to shine into a whole lot of darkness, doesn't it? And tonight, that little bit of light is in the shape of a tiny little baby born and laid in a feeding trough. But just because he's little doesn't mean he's not powerful. The light shines in the darkness. And so may Jesus, the light of the world, may Jesus come near to you and shine into the darkness of your heart, of our city, and of the whole world. In Jesus' name, amen.